obviously if you vote to address it, but just when you lose a leader and you've lost a couple already this year, what do you do to regroup in the middle of the season with the schedule that you've got coming up?
I mean, my experience, you know, you just gotta move on. You know, the train never stops for our football season, and we got guys behind them like Matt Sims who could step up for Tyler Bray and for the receiver core. You know, a bunch of guys who could just step up, and you know, it's their time to play and show what they got, and that's all that has to happen for the most part.
I agree totally with Malik. Guys just gotta step up and, you know, take advantage of the opportunity that's at hand for them.
Have either of you guys been on a team that lost a starting quarterback?
I think Mark Sanchez got hurt with his knee. I think he was out for like a week or two, but other than that, not really.
From me, high school. But that's no big deal.
Well, it's a big deal for your quarterback, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we had a good running back.
Oh.
Brian Marshall, if you remember.
I know, a lot of the talk has been about Tyler and about the lack of a running game. The focus has been off you guys. How do you, as defense, step up when some of the issues are on offense? How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, you just gotta go out there and do our job. You know, we can't worry about what the offense has going or what they're doing and if their stuff is working or not. You know, we just gotta go out there and play stout football and just work and give them a chance to go out there and score, you know, and even if they don't score on drive, we got to go out there and stop their offense, so it's kind of, you know, so we just go out there and just play stout and just kind of keep us in the game with our defensive play.
You guys come away kind of satisfied with against Georgia, did a pretty good job stopping the run, especially against the big offensive line. Do you guys feel like you're holding your own in that department right now?
Yes, I feel like we've grown a bunch of the defensive front, you know, playing against the run, and you know, Georgia, they had some good rushers, I mean, and running backs, and we definitely stopped them. We held Isaiah Crump, whatever his last name is, to his lowest yardage of the year. And, I mean, they had to rotate a couple backs, so that's always a good thing to see from a defensive standpoint.
I kind of think we're where we kind of want to be, but we still have a lot of work to do. You know, our run game is pretty decent. You know, pass game, still got stuff to work on as far as the D-line and secondary goes. But, you know, we're just kind of just working every day, trying to get better. And I think that's what Coach Wilcox is asking out of us, and that's what we're trying to do, just get better every week.
What are your thoughts on the LSU run game?
Oh, on their run game? We just watched film of their games. They had a good run game, you know. The O-line is pretty stout. Running back's pretty tough guy. But just like any other team, you know, you just got to go out there, play physical, starts in the trenches, you know, and just hit the running back a few times. Just hit him. Just keep repeatedly, you know, and just kind of make them soften up. So that's what we're going to try to do, and we're going to get the game plan this week, and we're going to work hard in practice, and go on Saturday and try to have fun.
Of course, they've got more than one good running back, too, don't they?
Yes, they do, but, I mean, the only one I know of is Spencer Ware. He played in the Army All-American Bowl with me, and he's a good back. He's really big, you know, he's talented, and, you know, he's a sophomore starting for LSU, so that's a good thing. And all we got to do is to just take them to the ground. I mean, that's our game plan, you know, limited their running ability and making it a one-dimensional game. And, you know, they have, you know, on the quarterback side, you know, we don't know who we're going to get, but all we know, we're going to continue to improve on pass rushing and affect the quarterback this week.
Did you develop a friendship with Spencer Ware at the All-American
game? We talked a little bit, but, I mean, he knew he was going to LSU. I knew I was going to Tennessee, so, you know, how that goes.
You guys haven't generated probably as many turnovers as you guys have managed to so far this season. What do you feel like the shortcomings are in that area right now?
We just got to go out and just practice it. You know, we've kind of been in practice just worrying about tackling up and nobody's really worried about stripping. We're trying to make it an emphasis this week to go in there. You know, and the first guy stands him up and the second guy comes in and tries to strip the ball. So it's just something we got to work on. You know, we just got to keep pushing and just keep talking about it.
Yeah, and Jock West, how much of that is generating pressure on the quarterback? I mean, whether it's a bad throw or a fumble on a sack, I mean, do you think those will come when you continue to generate more pressure?
Definitely. Turnovers will definitely come when the quarterback is pressured. You know, you'll force him to make a bad throw, interceptions will come, you know, and that's two big things that people say that we're lacking, interceptions and, you know, fumbles. And, you know, that's just something that we're going to continue to work on, like Malik said, in practice and highly emphasize this week. So we won't be looking forward to, you know, just getting a turnover in the last 2 minutes of the game. We'll be working on it the whole game.
Think about last year's LSU game now that they're coming up?
Not really. You know, last year was last year. You know, it was a different team, different season. And this year, you know, they're number one coming in our house. And we got to go out there and know what we can do. You know, we kind of look back at the film and say, you know, we played a pretty good game, almost had them. But, you know, we just now knowing that, you know we can go out this week and just, if we just play a stout game like we did last time, we can hopefully get a same outcome just with a win, you know, different kind of outcome. But just playing tough, you know.
Doesn't sort of stick in your craw a little bit?
I mean, it does, but you really can't hold a grudge. You know, if you hold a grudge for a whole year, that's kind of crazy, you know. So you got to go out there and just try to get them this year.
Next up will be Prentice Wagner and Ben Martin. And for those of you who missed it, the Alabama game will be at 7:15 on ESPN or ESPN2 next week.